Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooch.
Mwah! Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Don Stenberg is here. Don is a very accomplished attorney, ladies and gentlemen. 12 years as Nebraska's attorney general, 8 years as their treasurer. He's argued cases before the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, on constitutionality. We've been asking him to help us understand the constitutionality of the shutdowns. He's given us the details, folks, the real truth on the good, the bad, and the ugly. Hey, Don, thanks again for being here. Your book, Eavesdropping on Lucifer, I want you to talk about that in a minute. But before we do, I need to get one more thing out of you, and that is, as what I was alluding to as we went to the break, we now are no longer ignorant of a coronavirus type of disease hitting us. You and I both know that there's going to be COVID-21 around the corner, right? This is going to happen again. We're too interconnected globally, and China's not going to ever behave. So we're going to have this again. Have we now learned enough, and not only about the disease, but about the response? I'm pointing out that we have two challenges. One is the medical issue, and the other is the political issue, the response to the disease that's created so much chaos in our economy and collapsed so many small businesses and families. Have we now learned enough? Do we have enough background, and will we have enough backbone across Main Street to never let this kind of a shutdown happen to America again? What do you think?
Well, I think so, certainly in the foreseeable future. And I think there's a lot of evidence out there. You know, in the end, when you're pretty much trying to lock down most of the population or large parts of it, what we're seeing is that people are only going to tolerate that for so long. And so you've got ministers now in California telling the governor they're going to open their churches whether he likes it or not. You got people going to the beaches on both coasts.
The revolution.
Whether the governor likes it or not. So at that point, I mean, the governors can't enforce these rules. I mean, in the end, the people are going to decide what they're going to do, and most folks have been pretty accommodating to the government's demands, even if they disagreed with them. But I think you're going to see civil disobedience grow and grow unless the governors and the mayors and so on start loosening up these regulations and get us back to some semblance of normal.
And won't the cases that will come out of this you mentioned earlier, won't they be precedent, new precedent for why we won't let this happen again? Not the disease. We that's a different issue. I'm talking about the response. Go ahead quickly.
Well, that's right. And there isn't a lot of case law on pandemics, civil rights in pandemics. And I think a number of the cases that are going through the courts right now will make some good precedent.
Good. That's good.
That will further protect our constitutional rights.
There's one more thing I want to talk about we haven't mentioned, and that's fear. A whole lot of what's going on right now is if there's one thing that's going on right now is we're vulnerable. The world is vulnerable in a way that I haven't seen in my lifetime. And probably not since World War II, and a lot of that vulnerability comes with a heavy dose of fear. Is this something you think people could I be conspiratorial about putting that kind of fear in people? Because when people are afraid, you can control them. Now weave your book into this.
Well, I don't know if it's conspiratorial as such, but the thing about a free country is people don't feel comfortable going out because they're afraid that they don't have to go to a restaurant. They don't have to have to go out. And as for my book, Eavesdropping on Lucifer, it deals with the drastic changes that have come about in our culture over the last 50 or 60 years. And Lucifer is talking to his would-be apprentice and explains how he's brought about some of these changes from abortion on demand to Ten Commandment monuments being removed and religious freedom and explains to his would-be apprentice how he was able to accomplish all of this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very proud that the book has been endorsed by former U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft, who says, eavesdropping on Lucifer is common sense, digestible wisdom that can be easily understood by every generation.
I've just learned about your book. You're going to get me a copy, and you're going to come back, and we're going to discuss it on the show. Will you do that?
That would be great. I would love to do that.
And eavesdroppingonlucifer.com is the website. That's his book. But check him out, folks. He's a very smart guy, as you can tell. Hey, Don, good job today. Come back soon.
Be happy to do that.
Keep up the good work. Don Stenberg, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm going to go away for just a few minutes, but I will be back. I promise.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.